Hashem, we're up to a very important seif that we've touched on, some of its halachas. Halachas a tiltul min hatzad, tiltul begufo, shin yud aleph ches. But we'll do some other important pieces. The Mechaber says, tiltul min hatzad letzarek davar mutter mutter. Tiltul min hatzad, it was brought up previously by the Mechaber in regards to moving a mace that is sitting on a bed. If you have a bed, mace that's sitting on a bed, so you're allowed to roll the mace off of the bed onto another bed. So tiltul min hatzad, if you move it letzarek davar mutter, if you're doing it letzarek davar mutter, then it is mutter. So what does it mean letzarek davar mutter? So in the case of the dead body, in the case of where tiltul min hatzad is done, so there you're doing it because you need the place, you need the davar hamutter. It's not because you want to get the muktza somewhere else. And here we have another example. Here our example tiltul min hatzad is not going to be a mace, but it's going to be tznon, a radish. Shetama ba'aretz, that's buried into the ground. Umiktzas olav megulim, velo hishrish, in a case where it wasn't attached. V'gamlo niskavim lezriya, no tzlo, you're allowed to remove it. Afal pisha benetilas mazes off from mekomo, even though when he pulls it out, he's going to be moving the dirt. V'afal pisha hosef machmas lachlus hakarka, and even though he's adding some type of moisture, mutter, nevertheless it's permissible. Let's skip the Ramah for a moment. This is tiltul min hatzad. So some people talk about the heter of tiltul min hatzad, they forget this part. The tiltul min hatzad has to be letzarech davar amutter. So what's the letzarech davar amutter over here? In the case of the tznon, you're pulling out the tznon, you're moving, you're being metal to the dirt, that would be the potential iser, but it's going to be mutter because you're doing it letzarech davar amutter to get out the radish, which is not muktza. Now, skipping the Ramah, the Mechaber says, "V'tiltul begufa, I feel it's arachdavar asam mutter." But if you're not being metaltal with your hands and tangentially moving something min hatzad, but rather you're not using your hands at all, you're using your guf, I feel it's arachdavar asam mutter. Even if it's arachdavar asar, then it's mutter. In other words, even if you want that item, what's the example of that? Hilkach kashal mita the stamay muktzal asakam min anei begufa. Hey, that is muksa, you're allowed to lay down on it. That is a gemara that the Ber HaGola makes reference to. And the halacha of tiltul begufo, it's based on the 20th parak in Shabbos, tells us that you're allowed to lay down on the hay. But if you already said it, designate before Shabbos, then in such a case, it would not be considered muktza at all. So, there's a fundamental difference between tiltul min hatzad, that's mutter only letzarech davar ha-mutter, tiltul begufa is going to be mutter even letzarech davar ha-aser. The Mishnah Berurah is straightforward in Sifkatan Chaf Hay. He's straightforward in Sifkatan Chaf Vav. Straightforward in Sifkatan Chaf Zayin. Let's take a look at Chaf Ches. Aval Bishem Tosa, Ratzlam, did we call Malkum Rak Tiltum and Atzadu? Vikavonaso, who Bishwil Kichas Atznon? His intention is to take the Tznon to Dvar Mutter, that this is considered a Dvar Mutter. And therefore, it's going to be permissible. Chasachron, the Hetel Kichas Atzom Me'aretz, so then there's a technical point that you have to be careful about making gumos. Okay. Sifkat and lamid in the Mishnah Berurah, everything else is straightforward. He's not touching with his hand. We're making more than the regular tiltul min hatzad. Now here, there's a great question about why that's so. Why is it that tiltul min hatzad were more makel than tiltul begufo? Thank you. Why is it that by tiltul min begufo were more makel than tiltul min hatzad? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is quoted in number 32 of the Mishnah of the Dirshu, where he suggests the following. The Ravid says that the iser of tiltul is a gzera of otu hotza, that we're afraid that you're going to be motzi merishus. Now the halacha is that hotza begufo is not iser d'oraisa. The only iser d'oraisa is going to be biyado. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests that that's why we see that we're more expansive in the heter of tiltul bigufo than we are with tiltul min atzad. Because tiltul min atzad is using one's hand. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman also uses this yisod in his defense of the Mishnah Brura against the Chazanish. I'm putting together two Rav Shlomo Zalman's atzad. Two pieces. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the back of the Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa defends the Mishnah Brura against the Chazon Ish. If you take a look at the Mishnah Brura in a few places, as well as the Mashmos over here in the Sif Katan Chaf Hei through Chaf Ches, is that the Mishnah Brura is of the opinion that Tiltul Min Hatzad is going to be mutter because you're not moving the Muktza item directly with your hand. The Mishnah Brura, for example, also has an Hilchas Pesach. He says that it's going to be considered tiltul min atzad if you push the chametz with a rod. That's going to be considered tiltul min atzad. So we've discussed already in the past that the Chazon Ish went crazy about this. The Chazon Ish says, wait a second, we have tiltul min atzad, we have tiltul begufa. Let's look up and close, and this is where we can put the magnifying glass on Sif Chaf Ches, and see if that's the example of tiltul min atzad, where you're pushing the chametz directly. Says the Chazon Ish, that's not the case of Tznon. The case of Tznon is a case in which you're not moving it directly. You're pulling out the Tznon, you're pulling out the radish, and it happens to be the dirt is moving. Zakt the Chazon Ish, that in that case, the halacha is, that's mutter, because that is not what you're moving, you're not moving that directly. But of course, moving it directly, says the Chazon Ish, is going to be asur. Of course, I mean, he says, of course, to himself. Not everybody agrees with him. The Chazon Ish therefore says, the same is going to apply also when it comes to tiltul begufo. You can't kick a muktzah item, says the Chazon Ish, because at the end of the day, that's not the case of tiltul begufo. Tiltul begufo is you lay down to sleep on the hay, and it happens to be the hay was moved. And therefore, the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Brura argue about whether you're allowed to kick a muktzah item or push a muktzah item. Again, tiltul metzah is only going to be mutter tzarech davar mutter, even according to Mishnah Brura. Tiltul begufo is going to be mutter even tzarech davar haser, but this is the fundamental machlokis between the two. So Rav Shlomo Zalman in another place, we quoted the Dirshu quotes over here, the Shu'us Mincha Shlomo, but if you take a look in the back of Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, over there Rav Shlomo Zalman develops another yisod based on the buff to defend the Mishnah Brura. He says, no, he thinks the Mishnah Brura makes sense, because he thinks that the hefter is not like the Chazon Ish understood, that it's something along the lines that your Eino miskaving to Gavar Muktzah. No, the hefter of the Mishnah Brura, he has a totally different worldview. He holds that Tiltul Min Atzad, Tiltul Begufo is a heter Shinui, that there's a heter called Shinui. And if you do something in a different way, so then it's going to be mutter. What's the Svara? So Shlomo Zalman then connects what he said in the Tshuvas. Nishmir Shabbos Kilchasa works with the Tshuvas, that he says, because we see that the Isser of Tiltul, according to the Ravid, is Atu Otsa. And if you did Otsa with a Shinui, that would not be an Isser Daraisa. So that, he claims, might be the Svara of the Mishnah Brura. Based on this, coming now back to the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuvas, he says that we could also understand why it's usher to be metaltel a na'al that's muktza. A na'al that's muktza in Shim and Shin Ches, Sivkat and Samach Beis, it's usher to walk with a na'al that is not a cleave. Let's say the clasp had broken. So the halach is that's muktza. Wait a second, it's usher. Wait, that the clasp is, the walk with that shoe is usher. Wait a second. Didn't we just get through saying that tiltul begufo is mutter, and according to the Mishnah Brura, you don't have the problem the Chazon Ish has about directly moving it. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, beautiful. He says because now that's the normal way to wear it. The normal way to wear it is that manner. So that fits beautifully according to Ezra. So the two Rav Shlomo Zalman tzitzals that connect. Just to continue, Shalshelas HaMaseira, so Rav Nevin Sal Shlita adds that if that's so that would explain another halacha. The Mishnah Brura says that the halacha is that when it comes to a ball, that a ball in the times of Chazal was muktza. So Rav Nevin Sal adds, but wait a second, a ball, I'm adding, here's my editorial. The ball in the time of the Mishnah Brura, what was in fashion those days? Baseball? Basketball? No, they played soccer. So that's tiltul begufo, and according to Mishnah Brura, it should be it should be mutter. So first of all, the tiltel de gufal, the tzarech davar aser, is also mutter. So if it's to get the goal in, so it's also mutter. So what's the teretz? The teretz is that the soccer ball is kedarkoi. Soccer ball is kedarko to do with your foot. And therefore, a soccer ball would be muktza if a ball is muktza. That's a separate question. It happens to be chazanish was also machmer, more machmer than other poskim about today's balls. But the old-time balls would also be a problem, even though you're kicking it. Why? Because that's what the Mishnah Berurah said. What's the headsman in this room? What the Grand Rebbe said is a pshat. Misamech. Yeah.
Tiltul min atzad. Why is that not a shinui?
Tiltul min atzad.
Why is that not a shinui?
Tiltul min atzad is. It's not, but
not
you
as
both.
Big of a shinui.
Exactly.
So different levels.
Okay, that was fun topic.